Welcome to the Full of Money audio commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:15 British Summer Time. Gosh, this has been another interesting day in here, and I think I'd like to kick off first with currencies because just before I posted comment of the day, I saw that you have the Australian dollar, which has an upside key reversal, and you have cable, which is British sterling, which is an upside key, good upward dynamic on the euro. And dollar index looking a little bit weaker. So that's all pretty important stuff going on there. And the reason for that, at least from the fundamental point of view, was that there was some pretty bad news from Chicago figures coming out earlier on today. What that also meant was that treasuries rallied quite well. Treasuries are up 13 points right now, but they have been as high as 18.16. They're at 18.02 as we speak. So, treasuries still marching right up to the top of the range, and there doesn't seem to be anything holding that back. It's also a good move in bunds. Bunds are up a half a point, so they were already pretty much at the top of the range, and they're now approaching that 124 level. It's at 123.95 as we speak. The high is at 124.06, and that was only an intraday high on the September contract. So it's looking like bunds might well push up to make new highs. Once we see any kind of weakness there, the bunds are going to be a good opportunity to sell. But getting back into that talk about currencies. Well, with the dollar showing that little bit of weakness in here today, and the dollar index has been pretty much going sideways for the last couple of weeks, we are seeing this distribution underneath the highs that we saw about 2 weeks ago. And what we could see is just this gradual ranging and ranging downwards, down towards the lows that we saw a couple of months ago, around 80 on the dollar index. Again, this is probably not going to be something that's going to happen all in one fit or burst, but it does look like we are in for a period of dollar weakness. It's just going to be painfully slow getting there. Now, stock markets have been really quite active today, because what we saw first was that there was pretty weak action in Asia. The Nikkei was up 39. The Hang Seng was da sorry. The Nikkei was down 39. The Hang Seng was down 18, and Australia was up 8. So almost nothing happening there. But Europe had some pretty good figures out of France and Germany, where unemployment fell, and that sparked some pretty heavy buying there in Europe. The Italian index was up over 1%, up 376 points, getting a little bit hurt there. Then the OMX in Sweden was also up over 1%, 1.33%, and pretty much everything else was up over 0.8 of a percent. So you have the CAC up almost a percent, the DAX up 37, nearly 38 points. So all pretty good action in there. And if we see a little bit of follow through in there tomorrow, that's going to break the short term downtrends on many of these indices. So good action in there. And the FTSE as well was up 0.78 of 1%, but that is fairly important action because it was relatively strong yesterday, and it does look like it's broken this short term downtrend. So that's a pretty good action there from the FTSE. Of course, a lot of these European bourses, like the FTSE or the CAC and the MIB, have relatively big oil companies in them, which would have helped. And the oil companies are doing particularly well in here today. Oil itself, though, is down 71 cents. It's at 69.10 right now, and natural gas is up 11. And that is jumping around like a jackrabbit because it went from down up 11 to just almost exactly flat now. Now it's down 5, down 4. So really very active trading in natural gas right now, but it is well off the highs. The highs were at 12.30, and that looks like an awful long way away. But this has been remarkably volatile. I meant to put up the gasoline chart in interesting charts today. I'm sure David will do it tomorrow, but there has been a phenomenal upward break in gasoline prices the last 2 days. Massive acceleration. It's up 38.5 points right now. That's from, it was at 200 2 days ago. It's at 285 today. So up nearly 50% in 2 days. That's because there's been news stories coming out that there's going to be some rationing of gasoline in the US as a result of the hurricane. And that is really pushing up these gasoline prices. So as long as we see rationing, that's going to help the gasoline prices. But acceleration like this is unsustainable in the medium term. And as soon as that rationing comes off, this gasoline is going to fall like a stone. So if you are long, it's going to be one of those things that you put in a trailing stop and you trail the stop up. You definitely need to have a trailing stop in this market. Now, moving over then to heating oil. Heating oil has been reasonable. It had a good upper dynamic today. It's pretty flat in here today. Sorry, it had a good upper dynamic yesterday. Pretty flat in here today. Up one, sorry, down 159. It's at 206. So the real action is in the gasoline and the natural gas. Now, some of the other commodities. Copper is down 145 in U.S. trading. It's at 169. So still very much in a consolidation at the pretty much after a good rally there. Very much still within an uptrend, and generally metals are reasonably flat in here today. Nickel is up 75, which is nothing in a $14,000 commodity. Copper was down a little bit in London trading. Tin's down a little. Zinc is up a bit. Zinc is in quite a good uptrend, as a matter of fact. And aluminium down a little. Lead a little bit weak in here, down 4. We are seeing quite a lot of weakness creeping in here into soybeans as well. Soybeans had been looking a little bit perkier the last couple of days. And if you look, I think we have the soybean oil contract in the chart library. There was a good upper dynamic yesterday, and that's it's giving it up a bit in here today. Plain soybeans are at 5.99 right now. They're down 12, so that's giving up a lot of the gains that it's put in over the last couple of days. So it does look like this is not quite yet the time to buy agricultural commodities. I think we are going to get an opportunity to get these a bit cheaper in the coming days. Now, because of this dollar weakness, we are seeing precious metals doing, well, reasonably well in here. Silver is up 9 cents. It's at 6.78, so that is looking quite a bit better. And of the three main precious metals, silver is definitely the cheapest one of them. Gold is up 2.60 at 4.34, and platinum, sorry, 434, excuse me, and platinum is up 5.5 at 8.94. So pretty good action in some of these precious metals, and if we saw some further dollar weakness, then these could do really quite well. But silver definitely the cheapest one of them, and if I were to go into one, I think it will be silver. I'm not quite ready to put that trade on yet, though. Now that's as far as I can see, that's pretty much it from me. If there's anything at all that we can help you out with, or any way we can improve the service, please don't hesitate to contact me. David is back tomorrow from his cycling holiday, so I think he's absolutely raring to go. But I think he's away on holiday again towards the end of September, so you will have I'll be doing comment of the day again at that time. I'm also speaking at the World Money Show in London. At the end of September, I think it's the 30th of September and the 1st of October. So if anyone's in London, they're more than welcome to pop along. And with just that last note, thank you very much for your time.